Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How much time till we're on?
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The striking Kia range, the cornerstone of progressive technology, blistering performance and quality design. That's Kia.
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a special edition of Sports Day tonight. The man, the legend.
The Sixers and the Heat are playing it off tonight.
They are, actually. Hello to our listeners through SEN, whether it's 1170 in Sydney, 1620 on the Gold Coast, or SENQ 693.
Have we mentioned it's
in
a
Brisbane?
Preliminary final sets tonight?
It's a challenger. Final. Can I just do all this? I know it's your last show, but just calm down. I know you got your shirt on.
This is when I interrupt him.
Badger's got his going out shirt on tonight. We're going out for Nourish Bowls at the Sporting Globe after the show tonight. Badge, this man.
You sound like I'd have anything I want.
This man over here has
Sat
come
Scottler.
In. He's come in off his holidays. He had an accident in his driveway yesterday where he pooed his pants.
What?
I shat myself.
Yeah. Don't say that on the air.
Scotty Sattler's come in for Gary Belcher's last show.
Thank you, Scotty.
Absolute honour. I've got to say, and I've listened to. While I've been away on most occasions as well. But last night when you officially announced it was going to be Badger's last couple of days, do you see how he always loves to deflect?
Mm.
He doesn't like a lot of attention, Badge.
It's very uncomfortable.
Likes to deflect.
When people talk about you.
But you deserve it, Badge.
You certainly do, mate.
You do.
Thanks.
He got to work at 1 o'clock today. I'm going, what are you doing here?
I said, can we just do it all early and record it and
yeah,
go?
No, we don't do that in the biz. Big show tonight. Badge, we have, and Badge doesn't know what's going on. We've lined up. Jack's done an amazing...
Nothing unusual there.
Jack has lined up an amazing list of guests tonight. And Sats, you don't even know all of them, I don't think. We're going to surprise you. It's a bit like This Is Your Life
My
tonight.
My first teacher.
Yes.
Mrs. White.
No. She won't be coming on. I think she's dead, isn't she?
What about the guy?
First girlfriend.
What are the fish and chip shop that used to steal the guy's bottles? The bottles out the back of his shop as a teenager.
Arthur.
Before we get into the show, by the way, we'd love you to get involved. 0457 736 736 is our text number. You can say your farewells to Badge tonight. We're also going to
announce.
We're going
to do a lot of sport tonight, too. We're not just going to talk about.
No, you're
that.
Doing what we're telling you we're doing. And also, can I just say.
I'm trying to derail it as much as I can. Come on.
Listen.
We're getting to the break here.
If you want to say farewell to Badge.
We did that last night.
No, but mate, some people don't even know you're leaving until now, right? I missed it today. I didn't get the invite. Did you get the invite to Badge's press conference today to announce his retirement?
Yeah, I was there. Oh, yeah.
Here's a
this
bit
is
of it.
Good.
I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
That was very good.
Apparently he's American now.
Yeah. I just love American accents.
How's that, though? The two goats.
Yeah,
the goat of sports broadcasting, Gary Belcher.
The goat and the goose.
Now, Badge, can I ask?
Brady.
I was watching an old State of Origin while I was on my break, and it was a 1992 State of Origin. You were on the sideline. You were still playing for Canberra. I think you might have been injured that year.
I missed 91, 92 Origin, yeah.
Yeah, so 92, you were on the sideline. Was 92 your first official sort of entry into media?
No. I started doing some stuff in 89 when I was at Canberra doing with a radio station. Mel and I went to our sister radio stations there in 89, and coincidentally, the year we won our first comp, and then kept doing that. And I did get called up by Channel 10 in 91 when I was not in 92 when I was out injured for most of the year.
Yeah,
I went. My first game was a game at Belmore. And Graham Hughes was calling the game. So, yeah, that was my first intro, and then I did some State of Origin. And
can you confirm nor deny that time you were commentating that you had to suck on helium before?
Did I talk a bit
like
Billy J. Smith?
Yeah.
And that's a good try to Wally Lewis in the corner.
Hey, can I?
That's how you had to talk.
Can I be a little bit serious here? my dad used to take me to Davies Park with South Magpies, who were coached by the great Bobby McCarthy, who was my hero growing up. And
Isn't he one of your godfathers?
No, he's not my godfather. He's just my hero. And he used to take me to watch South Magpies. And, of course, Badge started playing there in the – what was your first year? When you first started playing first grade, 83?
Well, no, 81.
81, was it?
81, I was 19, but Macca put me on for 15 minutes against Valleys one day. So I claim that as my first year because they ran out of replacements.
So,
but 82 was my first year.
He used to take me to Davies Park, and that's where I got to love Mal Meninga as a player. And then Bruce Astle and Ash Lumbee, these great Brisbane players. And then Badge came along and always followed his career and always really looked up to him as a player. And I know he doesn't like the attention, but I'm just going to say it anyway. I always wanted to. But, and then followed his career through Canberra. And then when I was fortunate enough to play a game of Origin, Badge was the conditioner. And then
he loves a
stroke assistant coach. Media
he loves
manager.
A whistle, manager. Doesn't he? Loves a whistle and a clipboard.
And then when I retired, my first year, I started at Fox.
Yeah.
And Badge was at Fox. And from that day on, we've pretty much worked together.
We did some work on Monday night footy and calling games, and it's been great. So
how long you been on Sports Day together for? Because you started out with Benny Eichen, Badge.
Well, I reckon I'm 10 years, and Sats would be about six months behind me. So
there you go.
We
should do a show at Badge's garage at one stage, didn't we?
We did.
Jeez, we've come a long way since.
There's a mutual admiration society, guys. It has been a great pleasure working with two of the great, media people, and I love working here. Sats, it's been outstanding, and Irish Jack, thanks for everything you've done. As
I've got to say, Badge and I.
No, it's been fun, Woogie. We haven't had any dramas, have we?
No, 16 odd years, I think it would be 17 odd years that we've worked here. We've never really had a disagreement or an argument.
I wanted to.
Because
I know you can fight. There's a couple of times I just wanted to give it, but you would have.
But we just all do what Badge tells us to do.
Yeah. Exactly.
It did take you a while, though, Woogie, to fall into line.
And then
line.
You finally fell into line, mate. Yeah, we had a few clashes 3 years ago.
I have loved working here. It's been a great work environment, and we're very lucky. And we're kind of autonomous. We're not in the same building as the bosses, so it's very nice to do what we do, and we get the job done every day. But we have got fantastic listeners as well, and it did hit me last night when so many people text in, and I thought, wow, it's you're really privileged to be in this position, and people, you know, they turn their sets on every night or they have them on during the day or whatever, just to sometimes to hear what we've got to say. And I know I'm opinionated, not everyone agrees with me, but we are so fortunate to be able to put that out in the public domain.
I want to bring our first guest in who's going to farewell you tonight. We've got a few of them lined up and we've gone straight to the top, the cream on the Australian Rugby League cake.
Blocker.
Former teammate of yours as well. The great Mal Meninga has called in to wish you farewell, Badge. Mal, welcome to Sports Day.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks very much. It's about bloody time, I reckon.
Yeah, but get rid of it. This is your life. This feels weird. I was just saying, Mal, you and I actually started in radio together, didn't we, in 89?
Yeah, down here in Canberra, mate. Yeah, we did. Was it two double C or what was it? I can't remember now.
Yeah, 104.7 and 2CA or 1. So there was sister stations, but we used to go and do about 10 or 15, I don't know, 20 minutes or half an hour on the air in our different stations. But the best part then, we'd go and have brekkie downstairs at the bus stop.
Did Mal shout at all?
Oh, no, I always shouted.
The last time he retired from footy, we went for a trip to Bali, so I'm just wondering if that's still the case. You know, you're retiring from radio. I'm just thinking maybe we should go for a trip to Bali.
I am. You got to book your ticket. I'm actually going over to Indo later in the year.
Hey, Mal, is it true that when you signed at Canberra, and Badge, you look like going to Manly or something? Did you actually threatened him?
Not really. I just gave him that look, to be honest with you. I mean, we went down to Canberra together, and we had a bit of a barbecue with the players, and it was people like young Regan or Regan.
Terry Regan.
Yeah, Terry Regan and Rowan Brennan and those sort of characters, David Grant. And they basically warned us if we didn't sign on, they'd bash us, basically.
But, yeah.
That scared Badge, obviously, so, yeah.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I just said, whatever Mel's doing, I'm doing. I'm not crazy enough to play against him.
Now, we've noticed over the many years here, Mel, that Badge, one of his greatest assets is he's very organised about everything. Was he like that as a player, always organised?
That'd be annoying.
Yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah, no, it's... he was disgustingly organised, to be honest with you. I mean, he was always... He did everything right. He was a good shoes, to be honest with you.
Oh,
really.
Please.
You know.
Well, you were, mate. Someone had to tell you what the score was, Mel. It's 16-12.
I can't help it. I can't count.
We're winning. Just look at the scoreboard.
Oh, I'm with you, mate. You see, you're bagging me already. That's what he's always done to me. He's always bagging me, you know. So we might do some Q&A together or go somewhere. He's always bagging me. I don't know why he keeps on bagging me.
Do you know why?
Just grounding you, Mel.
Watching
grounding
both your careers. I always say to Badge, and I watched, love to watch the Canberra Raiders, but you used to have that little play, both you and Badge, where you just come off that right hip of yours, and you worked out a really good combination over a lot of years playing together, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I think Big Bob McCarthy, Badge, eh? Because you were a centre, sort of lock, coming through juniors and things like that. So Bob McCarthy had the forethought of putting Badge back at fullback, and I think, what was that, mate, about 82, was it?
Yeah, I know. Actually, it was 83 when Peter Jackson arrived.
83.
And our fullback Alan Power went down.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And Big Mac decided to put your fullback, and obviously you didn't look back then. But yeah, we had a pretty good combination. We played a lot of footy together, obviously over many many years, and you get to know each other's strengths and weaknesses at times.
Most of mine were. I had plenty of weaknesses off the field. I'd be getting a shout, I'd last about three. Mel would still be going. Oh, I could never keep up with him.
Hey Mel, what was he like what was he like to tour with the Kangaroos?
Oh, I know he's exceptional, so he's always in bed about 10 o'clock.
10 AM.
You were joking, aren't you? Yeah, Gary Jack was the opposition fan. I think you roomed with him for the first time. Was it 86, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
That was one of your most favourite times.
It was fun. We only spoke to him a couple of weeks ago. But, look, I know how fortunate I was to be able to play. Well, actually, I think about 12 seasons we had together at Brisbane and then in Canberra. Yeah. So I know how lucky I was. And I know you were talking about the other week. One of my greatest moments is when I found out I made the State of Origin side for the first time. And I don't know if you can remember, but you broke the news to me because we didn't have mobile phones then. And Mel and I, myself and our wives, went out for dinner after a game. We were in a Chinese restaurant in the middle of Canberra. And Mel went and made the phone call to the QRL. Can you remember that, Mel?
Well, I can, mate. Yeah, I can. I remember we were together when Gary Coyne made his first debut too for Queensland as well. I remember that vividly as well. So, those special moments, mate. You deserved everything you got in the game, So you worked hard for everything and obviously you worked really hard in your career in media as well. You've done a terrific job. So, congratulations on everything you've done over the years and, Hopefully, you go into retirement, peacefully and happily.
Yes, thanks, mate. One thing I want to do, Mel, Mel and I had this special after training, before training, little kicking game we used to play. Mm. I still reckon I could have beaten you more often. I'd love to have one more of those, Mel. We just get a footy, we line up along the side.
You always thought you were a better goal kicker than me, seriously. But I had to break an arm for you to get a go.
Yes. What was the most points you scored in the season? The Raiders?
Yeah, you were, but you brag about all the bloody time.
He does. He does too. He'll tell you.
That's because Chicka scored 100 tries.
Was that
88? Under the post.
88, wasn't it?
And what was your
just have to say, who put him over for tries, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Exactly.
And what was your kicking conversion that year, Badge? You know it off the top of your head.
Oh, 95%, I think.
Righty,
toe poking, it was probably about 35.
You two should catch up. You're going to do some travelling with Carlene, Badge, so maybe you stop into Mal's mansion in Canberra and you can have that kicking contest.
Absolutely. Love to. He's got a full-size footy field at the backyard.
Yeah, the Canberra Zoo, can't you?
Yes.
Mal's involved at the zoo there?
Well, he's Well,
he's in laws.
Amanda's.
Yeah, well, I'm one of the attractions. Yeah, thanks very much. For
that. Yeah, good on you, Sats.
Wow.
Sats has gone red.
Wow.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, has he? He's gone.
Yeah, you said you're a fan and you've insulted the great man, Sats. Yeah.
There you go. Now, we've got to run. Hey, we appreciate you taking some time out to farewell Badge tonight. I mean, he's not dead. He's just retiring from radio.
He looks dead.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a few more wrinkles than me, but, you know, he deserves to go out, you know, the way that you're... The way you're looking after him, well done.
Thanks,
thank you, mate.
Cheers, Mal.
Champion.
See ya. Catch you.
See you, mate.
Australian Rugby League coach and Rugby League legend, former teammate of yours, Mal Meninga.
You said, and I've said to you...
He's never asked me to coach.
I've always said to you on a number of occasions, Badge, like on tour, who's the one that stays the longest when you're having a beer, drink responsibly? You've always said Mal was the...
Mal...
just doesn't change.
One of the hardest trainers, but the life of the party and... Loves the laugh, and he's just a natural member, like great tourist. But as he got older, a natural leader. That's why I mean the only man to go on 4 kangaroo tours.
Mm.
And you know you'd give him a game again if they went. He nearly put himself back on the field, couldn't he? If they went and played again, he's just outstanding.
Mm. Some text here before we go to a break, because guest number two is coming up the other side of the break, Badge. Steve from Dubbo, evening, fellas. I'm too emotional to take part on tonight's show. One of the great personalities is leaving us. You're a legend, Badge. And he also says, welcome back, Sats. We talked about Badge's commentary.
Thanks,
and his career
in
commentary. This is my favourite piece of commentary from Badge.
Paulo's tackled. There's 10 seconds of
play. He lost it.
Queensland will win. Queensland will win. They run it over the dead ball line. And the 2020 State of Origin Series is won by Queensland. Queensland 20, New South Wales 14.
Get that up, you New South Wales worst Queensland team ever. You're kidding.
Love it. Professional. Absolutely professional.
I'm glad you cut it there, because there's a bit more than that too.
Okay, but just while we're on the commentary, Daniel from Prairiewood, listening on the app, says, one of my favourite pieces of commentary was Badge in the 97 grand final, where he's on the sideline for Nine's Wild World of Sports, where Ray Warren crossed through him on the sideline and Badge responded with, "Ray, I'm not sure whether God is a Manly supporter or not, but the strongest gust of wind blew against Newcastle just as that field goal was attempted. Your analysis is unrivaled, and as I stated last night, it'll be missed on Sports Day, SEN, NRL Nation. I won't say goodbye instead. We'll see you around, Badge."
Yeah. Nice words. Thanks, Daniel. Break time.
Is that cricket on soon?
Yes, it is.
He hates all this, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't
like
it.
He loves it. That's why
he
wore his good shirt tonight.
I did, yeah.
Sports
Got my Hawaiian shirt on.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.